tonight as we go to the Word of God, asking God to pour His anointing and His Spirit on us today. Amen. It's only God. Amen. Only God. Amen. Can do what we need done in our lives, and only God can bless. Amen. Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank You for the privilege and the opportunity to come before You, Lord, and to have Your will and way in that which we preach. Let us be obedient to the voice of the Lord and to the Spirit. Pull back the scroll, pull back the veil, and let us read off the scrolls of heaven, God, that we might preach the infallible Word of God, preached, quickened, rhema word of the Spirit of God. And we'll praise You for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I like to have assignments from the Lord. Amen. I like, as I minister and as I preach, I like when the Lord speaks to you and gives you an assignment. Amen. And I feel that the thought that I have this morning is an assignment from the Lord. Amen. That I need to bring to you today. Amen. And I believe it's very, very important. Amen. You know, in the world today, let me start right here. In the world today, with all the stuff that's going on, we have, several generations now since we've done away with prayer in school. Amen. And we're at a point now that we have entire generations that don't even know about Jesus. Amen. We've got a government that's corrupt. Amen. And anti-Christ and anti-God. We've elected officials and leaders that some of them are hypocrites. Some of them run on false campaigns, professing to have God but did not have God. Amen. And we've seen a country that our forefathers would turn over in their graves if they could know literally what has been done with what they set forth to do. See, we come out of England and America to have liberty and have freedom to worship God. Now we've separated church and state, amen, and we're following the devil's path, amen. And that's what's going on in America today, amen. That's what's in our education system. That's what's in our government, amen, is an anti-God, anti-Christ system that denounces God out of it, denounces prayer out, amen. Our president stood by while they took the religious plaques out of most of the public buildings, amen. Our president stood by while we could have passed a bill that made marriage between a male and a female, but he stood by and sent it back to the state, and now we have numerous states that are allowing same-sex marriage. Amen. We've got problems in America. Amen. You think what happened down in the Gulf, amen, is a problem. Now, one national evangelist apologized for what he said. Amen. I don't apologize for the Word of God. The absence of righteousness is what caused the problem in the Gulf. Amen. You say, did God cause it? No, the absence of righteousness caused it. Amen. And the problem in America today and the situations that's happening in America and the wrath that's fallen on America is being caused by the absence of righteousness. Amen? Amen? The absence of righteousness. The absence of truth. The Bible said you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Amen? But when you take the truth out of the picture, amen, you're handcuffing yourself. You're binding yourself. Amen. And when you allow the truth to, amen, to depart, amen, and to leave and not make it available to your children, amen, in an education without God is no education according to the Word of God. Amen. So when generation after generation passes without prayer, without knowledge, and without the understanding of God, amen, then you got trouble. Amen. But I want to speak, amen, just a few moments this morning on assignment from God. Amen. I believe God has said to us, amen, amen, that, you know, as we look and say, you know, well, this is going on in the secular world. What's going on in the church world? Well, in the church world, amen, what's went on for several decades now, they have had a spirit of complacency. Amen. See, if we want God to move, I hear people say, well, I want to see a move of God. Well, most of them don't know the definition of what a move of God is. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to see a move of God. Amen. Well, according to the word of God, amen, and as we look to God, amen, if we want God to move, we've got to create an atmosphere wherein God can move. Amen. Now, in the word of God, first of all, individually, amen, and the Bible bears this out. It does not say it verse and chapter in these words, but the entirety of the Bible bears this out. God is a holy God. Without wholeness, no man will see God. We quote a lot of time and we say, well, God's spirit will not live in an unclean vessel. That cannot be found verse and chapter in those words, but the phrase is bore out by everything God's word stands for. Amen. But if we want God to move, amen, and I say that because the skeptic sticks her head up when you quote something. You use the word rapture, the skeptic sticks her head up and say, well, the word Bible don't say rapture. You use a lot of words, amen, and use the word Trinity, and somebody pop their head up, well, God don't use the word Trinity, amen. Well, I believe in one God, and I believe the Trinity manifestation of that understanding. That don't mean I believe in three gods. We ain't got but one God, amen. We got some people believe in a Trinity God, but I believe in a Trinity manifestation of a one God, amen. And that throws some people plumb out the ballpark right there. But anyway, because they don't know the word, they don't know the understanding of the word. But when we look at the depth of what we're talking about this morning, amen, the old skeptic comes along. If you mention something that, buddy, they can't find it verse and chapter, oh, you're out of the word. But I'm not out of the word when I say the Spirit of God will not live in an unclean vessel, because all the entirety of God's word bears it out. God said, I will not always strive. Amen, with a man. Amen. My spirit will not always. Amen. So when the Spirit of God, amen, in a person, amen, this spirit which God gives and God grants, when God, amen, moves in us by his spirit, amen, we know his voice, we hear his voice, we won't follow a stranger, amen. Then if you want God to continuously move in your life, you've got to have an experience with him in your spirit. Now, big lot of the church world has believed the lie that they got all the spirit that they could get when they got saved. Amen. That's a lie. That's not the truth. You get the spirit of Christ. If you didn't, you're none of his. But to say you get all of it, amen, that's like saying a baby, the minute he breathes his first breath, he's lived his whole life. Amen. That'd be the same principle. Say, well, we might as well shoot him. He's already breathed. He's already experienced life. Amen. So we're going to shoot him. Get him out of here. He's over with. Amen. Well, anybody knows that's dumb. Amen. The very first moment you receive something does not receive you mean that you received all of it. Amen. Some things, yes. Amen. I mean, if I hand you a book and say, this is your book, you get the book when you grab it. Amen. But does that mean that you have received everything that's inside the pages of the book? No. Amen. So as you receive the Spirit of God and you become infilled with the Spirit, you become full of the Spirit of God. Amen. And you get, I hear people all the time say, do I have to speak in tongues? And I said, come on now, nobody's got a gun on you, amen. You get to, amen. Get out of here with that have to stuff, amen. You get to. It's a privilege, you get to. Somebody said, do I have to shout? No, don't have to, but you get to, amen. Somebody said, do I have to raise my hands? I said, no, you don't have to, but you get to, amen. I'm not a cop with a gun and a badge on you, amen. I'm telling you, you get to worship God. You get to praise God. You get to shout and dance. You get to run the aisles, amen. Amen. I won't even say half dress. They ain't one-tenth dress, amen, cheerleader, and put them out here on the football field, and they'll turn cartwheels and show everything they ain't got covered up, amen, and they don't cover up much anymore, amen. And they'll go do that, and people, oh, that was so great. The game was so great, amen. Somebody go to church and take a running spell with a full-dress suit on, and, oh, you know, they Amen. This world is untoward. Amen. Peter said it, save yourself from untoward generation. It's all right to get half dressed, go to a ball game, amen, turn a cartwheel, amen, and be an ungodly mess in sight. That's all right, but don't get a little turned on, amen, in church with your hand up or get a little shout going or something like that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Like I say, don't mess with me. I'm too far gone for you to help me. Amen. Glory to God. Spend your time on somebody else. Amen. Because I know which crowd I'm going with. I know what I'm going with. And I know which spirit I'm going to follow. It's the one that produces life and victory in the blessings of God. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. And so if individually you want a move of God, you have to create within yourself through obedience, through prayer, through understanding, through the infilling of the Spirit. You have to have a vessel that's pleasing to God. You may go out and make a mess in your life and say, well, God's still moving in me. But remember, he said, my spirit will not always strive with you. Amen. Those folks in Noah's days, they mocked Noah for 120 years. But, buddy, they didn't knock him, amen, when they seen that old ark float, amen, above their heads, and they sinking in the water, and they clawing on the side of it with pitch under their fingernails, hollering, Noah, open the door, we believe you, we believe you. It was too late then. Amen. But the first step in believing, amen, the first step in receiving the fullness of God, is you've got to believe. Amen. You've got to believe, and as you believe, you're obedient. You've got to have a willing mind within you. Amen. You've got to be obedient and willing. And when you fulfill this, then you begin to have a vessel that's open-minded to God. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Ain't even subject to God, neither can it be. Amen. But when you begin to walk in the Spirit, you don't mind the things of the flesh. You begin to mind the things of the Spirit. You begin to listen to the Spirit, and you begin to be obedient to the Spirit. Amen. I don't care what kind of mess you in. Obey God, and you'll get out of your mess. I don't care what kind of problems you got. Listen to God. Obey God. Wait on God. Amen. And you'll get out of your mess. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. God is an answer. Amen. 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 I ain't saying I always agree with when he does it, but I agree one thing. He'll do it. Amen. 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 He'll do it. He'll come through for you. Amen. If you just keep walking in his Spirit. Amen. So we have to individually create, amen, that within ourselves where God can move. And then if we want God to move in our midst, the Bible said that we... You know, the Bible said the true worshiper, amen, in the Word of God in the Gospel of St. John in the 4th chapter, and it goes on to say, amen. It goes on to say these words, ye worship, verse 22 of chapter 4, ye worship, ye know not what, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. Now in verse 23 it says these words, but the hour cometh and now is, amen, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. You know, the word tells us the true worshiper is going to worship him in spirit and in truth, amen, and God seeketh such to worship him. The Bible says that we have been granted something that the angels did not receive, couldn't receive, amen. They didn't receive the Holy Ghost. They didn't receive the tongues and the gifts and the manifestation. And the Bible says that the angels desire to look in upon this. I'm going to tell you something. If all you having is a rummage sale, amen, I'm going to tell you, the angels ain't interested in that. They've seen that at every church from your Timbuktu and back, amen. If all you're having at the church is a big party, a big supper, selling hot dogs or Krispy Kreme donuts, or selling plate lunches to raise some money, the Holy Ghost ain't interested in looking in on that. He done seen all that junk. Amen. Well, we'll have us a big breakfast and raise money. Amen. I'm appalled at some of the homeless churches here in the county, amen. When they opened this restaurant over here that had a big bar right in the middle of it, amen. Almost every restaurant run over to have him a big breakfast, amen, right around that bar, amen. The Holy Ghost ain't coming to your breakfast in the bar. I'm sorry, amen. The Holy Ghost ain't coming to your mass in your church, amen, amen. And the Holy Ghost ain't coming down to your church. It's bickering and biting and long-tongued. Amen. He ain't coming down there. But you've got to create an atmosphere wherein God will enter into. Amen. And the Bible says the angels desire to look in upon these manifestations. It sounds to me like if the angels look in on it, the Holy Ghost might be interested in it too. So let me tell you something. And I know I've been a radical. I know, amen, when I was with the Church of God for 13 years, they formed a committee and a board to research me. Amen. They said, this guy's weird. He makes people fall out by the hundreds. Amen. He blows on people. He blows in his hand. Amen. He waves his hands. He waves his arm. And hundreds fall out or slain under the Spirit. We want to research him. Amen. You know why that happened? Because I learned how to create an atmosphere where the Holy Ghost could move. Amen. First of all, you got to take charge of the perimeter. Amen. You got to tell the devils and the demons, pack and go. You can't let some old ungodly deacon sit there that's having an affair with somebody that's drinking and smoking and a cussing and a chewing and everything else. Amen. Amen. And living like the devil. Amen. You got to tell him, move aside. The Bible said, seek you out seven men full of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say full of liquor. He didn't say full of lust. He said, seek you out seven men full of the Holy Ghost to run the business affairs of the church. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You can't have somebody sitting up on the pew full of the devil. Amen. You can't ever have an old lever lust devil, never old spirit, never old back tongue and backbiting and long tongue spirit sitting up on the pew and create an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to move. But what you got to do, you got to invite God in. You got to get the Holy Ghost broom out and say, God, clean us up, but clean us out. Amen. When I got in this thing, it was preaching, get in, get out, or get run over. I watched in the last 25, 30 years, I've watched the church compromise for number. I've watched them compromise for money. Amen. I've watched them go along with anything and everything. And amen, I'll tell you something. The Holy Ghost just moved off. Amen. I'm praying to God, let your Holy Ghost move back on us, God. Let it move back on this city. Let it move back on this town. Let it move back on this county. God, let us create an atmosphere. Let us clean out all the filth and the trash. And God, let us create an atmosphere wherein your Holy Ghost can move. Amen. Because when you go to move it, you'll fix the problem. You'll resolve the problem. You'll fix every situation. You sweep with a clean broom. Amen. Somebody shout glory. He's God in the midst of his people. But he said the true worshiper will worship him in spirit and truth. You can't have a lie. You can't have false doctrine. You got to have the truth. You got to have the reality of the word. You got to get real with God. You got to quit compromising and go along with everything. Well, now, brother, if I don't go along, they'll quit on me. Let them quit. Amen. Let them quit. Well, brother, if I don't do what they want, they'll throw me out. Amen. Let them throw you out. But I tell you something, I drank from the fountain of living waters. I found that which the Bible said, there was a way that seemeth right unto man. There are many that go that way, but there's a way that there few be few that find it. And I said, thank God I found the way. Thank God I found the righteous way. Thank God I found the way of the Spirit and the way of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what I mean when I say I'm too far gone for you to help me. Amen. I ain't going your way. I ain't going the ungodly way of the organized churches of today. Amen. I ain't going the way of this country when they tell us to take prayer out. Amen. When they tell us we can't say homosexuality will send you to hell, I ain't going that way. Amen. They may throw me out, but I'll leave with the presence of God. I'll leave with the Spirit of God. They may bar the doors. They may lock the auditoriums. But I tell you one thing, I'll walk with the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. As long as I have breath, God will make an audience for me. Amen. Glory to God. When this town and county turns their back on God, God opened up the entire world. And this message this morning goes to the uttermost parts of the world. Somebody shout glory. God is good. Isn't he so good? In Jesus' name. Let's trust him. Amen. Let's walk with him. And let's talk with him. God, in Jesus' name, move here today. Have your will and your way. Let the power and the anointing of God break every yoke and sets the captive free. Lord, we're going to praise you and glorify you because you're God. But when we create an atmosphere wherein God will move, he'll move. I remember the church that I was called to preach in had 365 members. There were six of us in the church had the Holy Ghost. The pastor wanted to give us a little room under the front foyer steps, a little room you couldn't whip the cat in. He said, I don't want the word to get out. This is going on in the church. Well, his wife got the Holy Ghost and wound up that he bucked it so that they put him out of that old big church and put him in a little church out in the country down in Tennessee. And they said before he died, he got the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The world's ashamed of Jesus. Bible said, if you be ashamed of me, amen. If you don't confess him, amen. He won't confess you before the Father and the angels. I'm going to tell you something. The world today is ashamed of him. Amen. They're ashamed of God.